A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. You, O Lord, are our Father. From of old, your name is our Redeemer. Why, Lord, do you make us stray from your ways and turn our hearts away from revering you? Relent for the sake of your servants, the tribes that are your very own. Our foes have trampled your sanctuary, which your holy people possessed but a little while. We have become as a people you never ruled, to which your name was never attached. If you would but tear open the heavens and come down, so the mountains would quake before you, as when fire kindles brushwood and fire makes water boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that nations will tremble at your presence. When you did wonders we dared not hope for, you came down, and mountains quaked before you. Such things had never been heard or noted. No eye has seen, O God, but you, who act for those who trust in you. Yet you have struck one who would gladly do justice and remember you in your ways. It is because you are angry that we have sinned. We have been steeped in them from of old. Can we be saved? We have all become like an unclean thing, and all our virtues like a filthy rag. We are withering like leaves, and our iniquities, like a wind, carry us off. Yet no one invokes your name, is roused to cling to you. For you have hidden your face from us and made us melt because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. The word of the Lord.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Christ Jesus. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by God you were called to fellowship with the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
Holy Gospel according to Mark. Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, all with their work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you.